This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, March 9th, 2018. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Welcome.
Well, thanks. It's always nice to be here.
Yeah.
Right next to the Kyle Kelms. I need to get an autograph. I tell people I know you and they don't believe me.
So I'll sign an IOU. How's that? We've talked over the past couple of months about home sales in Northwest Arkansas. Spoiler alert, they're going straight up. Yeah, let's talk about Crawford and Sebastian counties.
It looks like they're trying to mimic Northwest Arkansas. January came out of the market very strong. February slowed down, but still, for the first 2 months of the year, the home sales is up almost $50 million, $49.3 million. That was compared to $45.4 million for the same period last year, up almost 9%. Again, as I always do, 2 months does not set a trend, but that's a pretty healthy gain. But let's look at the trend. And so the folks, Kevin King and Janella Graham at Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company in Fort Smith, were kind enough to pull this data together. And so they looked at the 12-month numbers for the two counties. So for the past 12 months, sales are up around $387 million. Up 7.5%. That's a good, healthy click. Again, a good sign for the regional economy, an economy that's proven difficult to show gains in jobs. There are some gains in jobs, but this is a positive sign with these home sales numbers.
What percentage of the overall, say, metro economic picture can we relate this to? You know, there's manufacturing, there's jobs. Well, how good is this news, I guess I'm asking?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what percentage, but, you know, home sales have traditionally been considered an indicator, if not a leading indicator. One, it shows 'cause there are mortgages involved, lending, so it shows banks have confidence. People who buy homes, there's the ancillary effect of they buy furniture, dishes, those kind of things. They remodel, renovate, so there's construction activity related to it. So, as far as a percentage, I wouldn't know, but it's a good, healthy click. And in the Fort Smith metro area, Sebastian and Crawford County are by far the largest counties. So it's an interesting sign. And a part of it, too, it's not another good sign is that the prices are staying up. So, I think the sale price, let me look at the numbers. Yeah, in Sebastian County, sales prices were up. The average home price is up almost 2%. So that's a good thing. In Crawford County, I think the sales prices, the Crawford County over the 12-month period has seen an almost 6% decrease. So that'll be interesting to see how that trend plays out. That's it. If there's a negative in these numbers, mm-hmm. that's it. You want to make it's a good thing the volume's up, the number of homes are up. In Crawford County, I'm sure home residents there would like to see their values go up as well.
No homeowner doesn't, I don't think. We did some research, and we found out there was some square footage in our region that still didn't have a bank on it. It was at Chaffee Crossing.
Right.
Guess what? There's going to be a bank.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the Fort Smith Metro is not nearly as overbanked as Northwest Arkansas, but there are a few banks in that area. Yeah, but First Star Bank, Salisaw Bay's First Star Bank, $3.5 million bank off. And this is not really a branch. I was hesitant to call it in our story a branch development because it's a 12,000 square foot, two story bank, three drive through lanes. It's on it's a little over an acre. It's on Mazard Road. They're just near Chaffee Crossing in East Fort Smith. Like I said, $3.5 million development. It'll have two conference rooms. I think part of what they want to use it for is to kind of, you know, bring in community events also. But
and this is a developing swath of land out there.
Yes, this is, and I'm not sure how many customers they have at ArcBest, but this will be near the new ArcBest facility out there, all the new residential development. So obvious. This is definitely, for folks that know Fort Smith, this is definitely a interesting. And they bought this acre, a little over an acre, for $345,000 4 years ago. No telling what it's worth now. So,
and this is, they're based in Salisaw.
Yep. And they have about 150 employees total. They have off branches in Tulsa and Roland, you know, eastern Oklahoma, western Arkansas. This bank will house 20 employees when it's up and going. And I talked to Lance Smith yesterday, the regional president, and he said they're growing and they want to – he wouldn't give me a number, but he said he is hiring employees as fast as he can. His wow. only issue, which is the issue a lot of employers have, is just finding qualified people.
Monday night, the Fort Smith School Board will have a special meeting. We expect, or at least I do, expect them to say, yes, we're going to go ahead and ask for a millage increase, the first one in decades from Fort Smith voters. You had an article in Talk Business at talkbusiness.net this week, a conversation with the Sebastian County Assessor. What, if it's the proposal we think it's going to be and it's approved, it will mean for some members of the county.
Right. And Sebastian County Assessor Zach Johnson, I was visiting with him several weeks ago on another issue. And he said, hey, I just want you to know, no one's reporting on this, but some people assume that because they have a homestead exemption or they're disabled or whatever, that their millage won't go up. Their tax won't go up if the millage goes up. And he said that it doesn't work that way. He had an experience in Greenwood sometime back. They had a vote. And after the vote, some of the seniors and those folks who had exemptions saw their rate go up, and they didn't think it was going to go up.
And if you're the assessor there, you hear from them.
Yes. And you know, and it's your fault.
Right,
when you're
right.
the assessor. So he wanted to make sure we understood the concept. And I'm very appreciative for him bringing this to our attention because I wouldn't have thought of it. But the bottom line, well, to back up a little bit, as you said, the millage rate for the Fort Smith School District has not been raised since 1987. They're looking at about a 5.8 to 6.8. Who knows where they're going to come down, Kyle? Roughly $120 million in improvements to both facilities and programs. But it will even if you know, you have that exemption, that homestead exemption, $350 a year. You know, if the base goes up, if you're, for, let's just throw out a number. If you're paying now, if your tax bill now is $750 mm-hmm. and you get the $350 exemption, you know, so your bill is $400. But if the overall bill goes up to $1,000,
sure.
$350 just brings it in your – so you're now paying $650. You will
see an,
see an increase. So everyone sees an increase. It's just that those with exemptions, they don't lose their exemption. But they will see an increase. Now, I'm sure the school board and supporters of the millage probably were not appreciative of this story, and it was not our intention to
– It's just a fact.
Yeah, to be pro or con. It's just, you know, information is information, and we wanted to get it out there. But it is – I mean, like I said, it is the first time, if it passes – it'd be the first time a millage has been increased since 1987.
It's
school,
good.
School board hopes to get it on the May 22nd ballot.
Right. And sometimes we've seen, you know, with in the past with Fayetteville and Pea Ridge and Bentonville, there have been long sort of time frames between when a school board says, yes, let's put this on there in the ballot. This is a little bit more compressed than we're used to.
It's very much compressed. And I think there's a pro and con to whether that's going to be a good or a bad thing. I mean,
well, you often hear critics say, why didn't you put it on the regular ballot?
Right. Well,
why is it a special?
Well, state
election?
Law now requires it to be on a primary ballot or a, you know, November ballot. But so they shooted for this, or were shooting for this, I should say, instead of a general election ballot. So it'll be interesting to see if they have enough time to sell it. You know, they had this committee of 57 citizens come up with the proposal. It was very unique. In fact, it was very transparent. A lot of folks call for transparency. That this was one of the more transparent. I've been watching government in many cities and schools and for a long time. And again, not before or against the proposal, this is one of the more transparent exercises.
You were led into the sausage factory.
Yes.
You saw it made,
yeah,
right?
And I saw these citizens, you know, argue and debate and And these citizens who pay the taxes. Mm-hmm. So, but now they have to go sell it. And so it'll be interesting to see if they have enough time to do that.
All right, Michael, so you can read about all of this and much more at talkbusiness.net. Michael, thank you so much. Talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir.